Newell Fonda boys basketball coach Chad Kopic is up here to recap the Mustangs' scintillating win over Sioux Central, 65-63. Coach, I don't even know where to begin with this one. Both teams fought tooth and nail. Momentum changes galore down the stretch. What a game.
Yeah, that was fantastic. You just got to kind of still try to let my heart rate come down a little bit because the back and forth nature of that whole fourth quarter was just crazy. You know, credit to Sioux Central because, you know, there was a lot of stretches through the course of the second and third quarter that we had that 7 to 11 point lead, and we were always on the verge of popping it open, and we just never could. They continued to hit big shots and got big stops, and we found ourselves in a huge dogfight in the fourth quarter.
Well, you popped open a 6-point lead at the end of the first quarter, led by 7 in the first half. How would you sum up the first two quarters? Trayton Mailer with 11 points in that first half, as the freshman did a great job with the outside shooting to help give you that advantage for quite a while.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're playing three freshmen, and it's crazy to think what they're doing in their second game on a home floor in front of a raucous crowd. They're showing no signs of fear. They're stepping up in the moment. And I'm going to tell you that the three freshmen we're playing, you know, they shot and shot and shot and shot this summer. They've earned everything that they've gotten here, and it shows out here. It sure is fun making some threes.
Well, what about another one of those freshmen? Your son, Bryce, got to the line for 19 shots, making 12 of them, and had really what was the play of the game after Decker hit a three for Sioux Central to make it a one-point game. Your ball off the timeout to inbound. The inbound pass a little too hot for Bryce to handle. You turn it over, and Sioux Central all of a sudden rejuvenated. They have a chance to get the lead, maybe the win, but then Bryce makes amends, getting the steal, flagrant foul on the other end, pretty much ball game there.
Yeah, that was one of the plays of the game. We had another big steal by Jimmy Becker when we were in a 1-3-1 zone. A couple possessions before that to stymie off one of their runs. You know what we preach with this team, especially being so young, that you got to move on to the next play. We're going to make mistakes. We're learning right now. But you got to stay in the moment. You just got to keep playing hard. And I'll credit Bryce for that because he was missing some free throws coming down the stretch. He doesn't like to miss free throws. Mm-hmm. I don't like him to miss them either. But you know what? He stayed in the moment, and he made a big defensive play for us. And he didn't pout or hang his head. He just got back after and got after it on defense, and obviously that was a huge play.
And Jake made a couple of big baskets too late in the game when Sioux Central was making a surge to kind of get the pendulum back in your favor.
Yeah, we actually ran a couple of screen rolls from the wing and got some of that action going in our guards, and I think it was Trayton and Bryce made a couple of beautiful passes to him. And generally speaking, when we get Jake around the hoop, you know, he's a pretty high percentage shooter. He struggled a little bit tonight, but those two buckets he had in the fourth quarter, or maybe it was even three, he might have had three big buckets, they were huge for us.
Anything else stand out to you thinking back on this game?
You know what? It's fun when we have a big crowd and to come out and have a good game. And as a young team, we're still learning. We're learning. We would like to have the opportunity to stretch our leads out when we get leads. But that's part of the growth process. So for our young guys to be able to hang in there, face some adversity, and still come out on top in this one, I'm just so proud of them. I'm just so proud of them.
Yeah, a few more chances to keep learning right in the heat of battle on the court next week. Three games on the schedule Monday at West Bend Mallard.
Yeah, we're Monday and Tuesday. We have three straight games without a practice, which makes me a little nervous, especially with a young team. If I had a veteran team out there, I'd be able to get through this stretch a little easier. But we worked on things the last 2 days in practice that we thought we were going to need today and obviously on Monday and Tuesday. So, hey, this is a player's dream. You got three straight games, no practice. This is going to be great for them.
Mustangs now 1-1, and then Tuesday hosting Pokey. Next Friday at East Sac, we'll have those latter two games on Mix 101.7. Coach Kopic, great game tonight. Thanks a lot for stopping up. Enjoyed it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage, Ryan. We appreciate it. Great
work.
We'll
talk to you soon. Thank you.